insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فأرسل فرعون في المدائن حاشرين.
Then Pharaoh sent among the cities gatherers.
إن هؤلاء لشرذمة قليلون.
And said, indeed, those are but a small band.
وإنهم لنا لغائظون.
And indeed, they are enraging us.
وَإِنَّا لَجَمِيعٌ حَاذِرُونَ.
And indeed, we are a cautious society.
فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ.
So we removed them from gardens and springs.
وَكُنُوزٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ.
And treasures and honorable station.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 57th verse of chapter Shu'ara. فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ وَكُنُوزٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ. So we expelled them from the gardens and the springs and the treasures and a goodly dwelling. In these verses, the destiny of pharaohs is mentioned. And the Holy Quran concisely states the declination of Pharaoh and ruling of the children of Israel. As you may remember, in the previous verses, the Almighty Allah ordered Moses to move his people, the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, by night, and they were sure pursued and followed by Pharaoh's men. What Pharaoh did in response was that he propagated against them, calling them shirdhimatun qalilun. He called them a small group, and this is what the oppressors do. They try to underestimate the enemy side in the eyes of their soldiers in order to lure them into fighting. And they declared that we cannot tolerate this group anymore, so we are going to fight them. وَإِنَّا لَجَمِيعٌ حَاذِرُونَ. Now, in the 57th verse, the Holy Quran says, فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. So we expelled them from the gardens and the springs. Thus were those things taken from them, and Allah caused the children of Israel to inherit them. One of Allah's ways of treatment is to replace the oppressors with the oppressed. Departure of Pharaoh and his men after the children of Israel was a divine prudence to sink them. And consequently, the wealth, palaces, and gardens of Pharaoh and his people turn into the position of the children of Israel in the blink of an eye. In these, noble verses, the Almighty Allah talks about the destiny of Pharaoh. So the verse says, فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعْيُونَ. So we expelled them from the gardens and springs. We made them follow the children of Israel and the people of Moses, and they were drowned, so they did have nothing to turn to.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So the Almighty Allah says, all the things this oppressor group owned, we expelled them from them. فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعْيُونَ وَكُنُوزٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ. We expelled them from the gardens and springs and treasures and a goodly dwelling. All the things they owned and possessed, they were now in the possession of the children of Israel, the people of Moses, the ones who were truly in faith. One of the things we can understand from these verses is that the result of the people, the conclusion is that the Holy Quran says, فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ, we expelled them from whatever they had. كُنُوزٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ جَنَّاتٍ وَعْيُونٍ. We expelled them from these things they owned. But why? Why is it that the Holy Quran says, فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ, we expelled them? The answer lies in one simple word. Oppressing. You are allowed to have anything in your life, but when you start oppressing the people, this is the key to the declination of your ruling. So no one is allowed to hold whatever he owns permanent. One of the other problems with the Pharaoh and his people is that they thought these things are permanently for them and their possessions are going to be with them even in the next life. So the Holy Quran concisely states the declination of Pharaoh and after that, the ruling of children of Israel. The 59th verse says, كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And thus did we drown them, and we made the children of Israel the inheritors to them, which we will discuss sufficiently in the next episode, God willing. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.